When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Gone, gone, the damage done.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQM got another 4-pack of Heat tickets to give away to Heat and Nets. And we'll give that away at some point if you guys want to go. That is next Monday at the Kaseya Center. So keep listening to us. We'll give away that 4-pack of tickets to Heat and Nets. We'll get back into a little bit of that game. Jimmy Butler with some interesting, bristling comments that I want to get to at the end of yesterday's game. So we'll get to that. And also a big time Panthers win from yesterday as well. But Stiver damage is done. And you see this, Froggy? So this is going on in the world of UFC right now, right? Dana White has come out. And he's like, I got something for 2025 that's going to blow your mind. You'll never see it coming. Mm-hmm. You'll never see it coming, which, you know, hey, don't disappoint me, dude. Okay, that's good. And by the way, he was like, it's not Aspinall versus John Jones. He goes, that's 100% happening. He's got something else.
Oh, okay.
That's going to happen. Something else is up his sleeve.
Ooh.
For this upcoming year.
Yeah.
So MMA Twitter, which you cannot trust anymore because, you know, you just don't. Everybody just says things and hopes they get it right, right? So yesterday, a lot of chatter on the internet that the fight he's discussing, that's going to be the one that nobody sees coming. Because like yesterday, I told Leroy, I said, why is Dana White going on First Take? You know, he doesn't right. Usually it means he's got something announced. He just went on First Take to say, also, I got something big. It was like, what are you wasting Stephen A. Smith's time for? Say what you got. So anyway, the rumor was that was kicking around yesterday was that Connor was going to fight Ilia Topuria.
Wait,
current featherweight champion, but was going to move up. I guess they were. I assumed this at 155. That was the rumor.
Yeah,
I can't imagine they're going to expect Topuria to go up to 170. Although I don't know how Connor's getting down to 155. That's just me personally.
Whatever. Well, just staying on the same stuff he's been on.
I mean, he's never fighting again anyway, so why are you even wasting?
He's never fighting. Well, he says he is fighting again.
Yeah, but not in the UFC.
Because here's where the damage is done.
All right.
Conor McGregor has come out, and he says the rumors of a bout with Topuria are false.
Ah, there you go.
I am in preliminary agreements with the Ambani family.
Huh?
To face Logan Paul in a boxing exhibition in India.
Ooh.
I have agreed. I will then seek my return to the octagon.
Whoa.
And I got to tell you.
And you know why? Because he'll make more money.
Yeah, for sure. Well, yeah, I mean, he makes good money in the UFC, but that Logan Paul.
No, he doesn't. No,
well, doesn't he make the
here's
most?
The thing. Here's the thing, though, dude. Here's the thing. The damage is done, my friend.
Okay.
Damage is done. Getting back to what we were saying, he's never fighting again. Stop with this whole thing. Oh, I'm going to fight Logan Paul in a boxing match. First of all, no, you're not. Dana White's not going to do that. You're under contract.
Is he under contract with the UFC?
He is. Second of all, who gives a rat's ass about him boxing Logan Paul? Like, nobody cares about watching Logan Paul. Logan Paul already fought Floyd Mayweather. It was awful. It was objectively awful. Everything the Paul brothers usually put in the ring is pretty awful. But, like, if you're going to fight somebody, at least fight the one that fights. Mm-hmm. Not the one who's a pro wrestler. So, like, the damage is done. Terrible idea. Stop pretending like you're going to fight. You're not going to fight. All right? Deal with all that you got to deal with in Ireland that's going on right now. And stop annoying people with fake rumors. Damage is done, my friend, Connor.
Damage is done, my friend.
I was going to go with a different one.
Mm-hmm.
And then the events that preceded this came about. I don't know what happened in my innards. I don't know what my brain was doing. We tried to push through. We could not. Somebody should have told my mouth, that's usually a signal that comes down from the brain, that after three tries, let it go.
Yeah. And
I kept going.
Too strong.
I kept going.
Too much,
dude. And the damage was done to the point where I had to stop and laugh myself.
Damage is done.
Just a big word snuck up on me, dog. Like,
oh, it snuck up on you, all right.
My brain again, said, run with it. Run with it.
So eloquently, eloquently.
Eloquently.
Ooh. That's a big word for me, dog.
I hate the fact that Marcos has all the buttons ready to fire off anytime we dip our toes into big words.
Well, it's either that or it just shakes you off and goes, mm-mm.
That's a point. Put they out, though.
Point for
it's out, says
Witcher.
Eloquent put Leroy's mouth under the blue tent.
Hey, by the way, I saw how you paused before you read that.
Oh, we got mm-hmm. to.
Hey, I'm not taking any judgment from you, dude.
How many times did you say it inside before you?
not as many as you attempted to say it. Like, it sounded like a lawnmower starting.
Again, and you so eloquently.
But I said it right the first time.
Well, yeah, but you weren't confident in it.
Dog.
I wasn't confident. No, was not confident. I'm going to say that. I'm going to be the first to admit that. Yeah.
I hate you with my own version of Joe Rose.
Woo!
Again, and you so eloquently. Big word for me, dog.
Karen, hey, we get it, Karen. It didn't come out right. Thought I heard elephantly.
I mean, we were just staring at you, being like, let's see if he gets through this.
No, you weren't. You were like, and Marcos, I hate you. You can tell, like, after the first one, you, like, got something here.
I was already marking it.
Marcos, what do you got for damages done?
My damages done goes to the mass amount of quote-unquote fans, observers, and now even comedians who unfortunately seem to be harassing Heisman Trophy winner Travis Hunter's girlfriend. Oh, fiance, I should say.
Yeah, I see this. I see this going on, yeah, man. This is like all the rage right now.
So
yeah,
much
she
so.
Put some stuff out there.
Yeah, she put out an 8-minute video on TikTok, which 8 minutes in the social media is like, you know, might as well be a movie at this point. But essentially explaining and defending each one of the points that has been, you know, drawn against her as of recent. For example, they've said that, you know, obviously she's only with him for the money. She only responded to him once she found out who he was. And then, like, people are observing her every movement. During the Heisman Trophy ceremony, when Travis Hunter's name was called, you know, the speed and rate at which she stood up is now being analyzed to determine whether or not she's a good woman of sorts. Godfrey, a pretty known comedian who will be headlining at the Dania Beach Improv first week of
January. He's got the weird voice, right?
I mean, He does impressions in multiple voices. Yeah.
You're thinking of Gilbert Godfrey?
I'm thinking
Yeah. Rest in peace.
The Affleck guy?
Yeah, rest in peace. Yes, the now deceased Gilbert Godfrey will not be headlining the improv.
Oh, he's not with us?
I totally forgot Gilbert Godfrey.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Who's dead?
Correct. Correct.
He's dead?
He's dead. Yes.
Not. You sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Wow. How long has he been gone?
Oh man, this is not on my bingo card for today.
2 years. Wow.
Yeah, man. April 12th.
Oh no.
Oh no, indeed. We finally caught up. Finally caught up to
Oh no.
I best know him from Aladdin though, if I'm being honest. That's really, you know, the parrot in Aladdin. That was really the peak of his career, if you ask me. But
his name is Godfried with a D, not Godfrey.
So what are you? So your damage is towards just people bothering them them. Yeah. Like, what do you? Who is it towards, Froggy?
It is definitely towards the fans and anyone who was commenting on their relationship or how good of a person she is. Mind your business. Long story short, mind your damn business.
Yeah, like it's pretty amazing that any relationship that's out there, right? People feel the need to comment on whether they should or shouldn't be together. Yeah. Like, get your own relationship.
Not the poor girl's crying.
Be happy in your life.
Yeah, who cares, dude?
But here's the other thing, is that people think they want fame, but then when they get it, however they get it, it ain't always something everybody wants. You know what I mean?
And I think the thing that's disappointing about it is, like, you know, the internet. Ooh, it got me. The internet's become such a volatile place.
That ain't even close to
eloquent. No, it wasn't. It's become such a volatile place. Like, this is supposed to be one of the great weekends of accomplishment for Travis Hunter. And unfortunately, now that the internet's gone and bullied his fiance into saying, oh, you didn't like him in the first place. Like, come on, dude. Like that's what we all feel good about, is you should be celebrating this guy, the inspirational words that he's saying, the things that he's saying to his father, the living up to the expectations that he's had. I found all of it very disappointing. You almost wish, like, you could tell them to, like, the internet will move on to something in 3 seconds, but I can't even imagine being 20 years old and having to deal with that, because that's just
comments every time J-Lo gets a new husband. But I've never ever said anything along the lines of this, right? And all of my comments have proven to be true. Every guy that she's dated or been with, she even came out with a new album or a new movie. So you do with that what you want.
I wish she wanted to own the Marlins. What she did at A-Rod, I wish that was going to be a
thing. I mean, the one thing that I would say about Deion is all of his players and all of them, none of them drink, none of them party.
Right.
And
I saw that was another viral clip that went like saying like, oh, he would drop her off at parties. She would go drink because he doesn't drink. Like he likes to keep to himself.
He'd wait outside. Right. Like,
what?
Yeah, like, right.
Who cares, man? Mind your business.
Who cares? Like, why do you guys care? You think that Travis Hunter really doesn't have success to life, you know, by the you know what's right now? Like, you think that Travis Hunter is really going to get foisted by all this?
Right,
I
that's
mean,
one of the things that I appreciate, the fact that he seems to have his stuff together, and you so worried about his stuff, you know, he ain't bothered by it.
I've never, like, people have this weird thing in today's day and age, like they want to comment on how people get to their happiness,
right?
And that if it's not in the parameter, because they're so miserable and they like basking in the miserable life of others, that because it's not just done this one way, because guys, mostly through life, things are done through compromise. Not everybody got to things perfectly and down perfect roads. You're going to be throwing boomerangs and obstacles at you all the time. And who gives a rat's ass whether or not Travis Hunter's girlfriend didn't like him initially? There you go. She likes him now.
There it is.
What's that?
Tobin, you watch Love Island.
Sure. Well, that's purely what that show is for. that's purely what that's
like. Why?
They literally sign up for that show.
You know what's funny? Like, we live in a world right now where nobody can be happy.
Right.
Like, you can't, like, everybody finds happiness a different way. Right? Like, things you might think are trivial, it might make somebody else the happiest person in the world. But you can't be happy for them because for whatever reason. But I would just say he's a good dude, right?
He's a good dude. He's happy.
Right.
He's probably going to end up being happy.
Tell that to Publix. Oh, I do when I get good customer service. I applaud you. Right? Listen, I don't have a sign that says, where customer service is a pleasure. That's their saying.
You just got to be happy with people who are in love. Like you, Marco, should be happy with the fact that Eric Spoelstra is in love with Drew Smith's play. And stop criticizing him about it, you rat bastard.
Love is what's bringing the Heat down. You've seen Bam Adebayo.
No, it's not what's bringing them down. Right now, well, maybe Kevin Love.
You see?
Hey,
Kevin Love, Bam Adebayo's relationship.
You know the parameters in which Kevin Love can play. If you play him outside of those parameters and bad things happen, whose fault is that?
I just don't understand why he can't play his 7-footer. What did he do?
That is like, dude, I don't.
That guy gets no love.
Is everybody perfect? Like, I'm sure Nico was a but like, you saw Nico on the floor the other day. You telling me that guy shouldn't be getting regular minutes for the Heat?
No, because Drew Smith is too busy getting 6 fouls.
They don't play the same position, front boy!
Drew Smith just got another foul.
Everybody to Drew Smith!
Personal foul, Drew Smith on the play. Probably.
By the way, speaking of Asia Wilson, congratulations to her. Shams reporting that she has signed a new deal with Nike, a 6-year contract extension, the one of the richest deals for a women's basketball player. So congratulations to the MVP.
Yep. She should get the highest, right? I would say Caitlin Clark got the highest.
Probably Caitlin Clark or Sabrina Ionescu. I know a lot of NBA guys. I think Tyler wears the Nescus.
Oh, really?
Is that what they're called?
Ionesca?
Anuskus? I don't think it's Ionesca. I don't think that's how you say it.
Ionesca?
No, I think it's Anusku.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
It sounds like you're saying a new school.
A new school.
Ionescu?
Yeah.
You say all of it?
Yeah,
I thought it was like
Ionescu. I know it's Ionescu.
I can't even.
I know that's how it's spelled, but is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Oh my God, her spouse's name is even worse.
What?
She's her husband. His name is. Oh my gosh! God bless this guy. H R O N I S S.
Last H R O.
Haronis. 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 And last name Grasso.
Ronis Grasso. And he plays for the Raiders? Or used to?
Yeah. He did. I mean, I see him. He was drafted in 2015 by the Bears, so he's probably no longer in the league.
House husband now, kicking up his feet.
Absolutely. House husband by 33. That's the life, dude.
That is a good life.
That's a good life. God bless him. Weird name, though.
Somebody go criticize his TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
You only married her because she's the best basketball player. I tried to make it in the NFL.
I tried. I did my thing, dude. I got drafted.
I would guess they went to, I would guess they went to the same college.
Maybe.
Well, no.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I guess, but they're 6 years apart, though. So, yeah, I think I guess they overlapped at some point, probably. Somehow.
God anyway, we'll hear a little bit from Jimmy Butler. Please, after the game. That's next.